Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The veto override attempt of Senate Bill 442 to spend marijuana tax revenues on conservation and county road repairs failed Friday. It required at least two-thirds of both the 100-member House and 50-member Senate to reverse the governor's veto. 68 lawmakers did not return the ballot. The water supply outlook is looking better, according to water supply specialist Eric Larson at the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
April 1st water supply forecasts, which are a forecast of total volumetric water through July 1st, are about 70 to 85% of normal for the long-term seasonal flows. We definitely need more precipitation, but we are rolling into that time of the year in Montana, some of our wetter months, particularly east of the Continental Divide. So hopefully we can make some big gains on those current snowpack deficits.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized health care experience, catering solely to Montana seniors. See what health care looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health. Serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here, and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
The nonprofit Bitterroot Humane Association is at capacity for dogs and cats, and the nonprofit Great Pyrenees Rescue of Montana, based in Hamilton, has put out a fundraising appeal on GoFundMe due to an unprecedented number of dogs cared for in the past year. They have an increasing number of animals being surrendered or abandoned by their owners, many due to issues related to housing. Next Saturday is the Drug Enforcement Agency's National Drug Take-Back Day, and many areas around the state will be making it possible for Montanans to participate. You can visit the list of collection sites across the state to find one nearest you at the website deatakeback.com. Governor Greg Gianforte will welcome the expansion of TDS Telecom's network across Montana at its new warehouse in Butte this morning at 10. TDS is expected to serve more than 15,000 homes and businesses in Butte. It now serves the mining city, Great Falls, Helena, Billings, and Missoula. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.